This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The national news media have not discovered it, but the issue that is bringing out hundreds of citizens who never before attended political meetings is Common Core education standards. More precisely, it is the attempt of Barack Obama's Department of Education to force all states and schools to adopt specified national education standards for each grade level that will dictate what all kids learn and do not learn. Common Core means federal control of school curriculum. That means control by Obama administration left-wing bureaucrats. Federal control will replace all curriculum decisions made by state and local school boards, by state legislatures, by parents, and even Congress, because Obama bypassed Congress using $4 billion of stimulus money to promote Common Core. It's not only public schools that must obey the Fed's dictates. Common Core will control the curriculum of charter schools, private schools, religious schools, Catholic schools, and homeschooling. The control mechanism is the tests. Kids must pass the tests in order to get a high school diploma, admittance to college, or even a GED. If they have not studied a curriculum based on Common Core, they won't score well on the test. Common Core cannot be described as voluntary. Since Common Core is so costly to the states, it's an estimated $15 billion for retraining teachers and the purchase of computers for all kids to take the tests. Common Core is foisted on the locals by a combination of bribes, federal handouts, and as the price for getting a waiver to exempt a state from other obnoxious mandates, such as No Child Left Behind. Don't be under any illusion that Common Core will make kids smarter. The Common Core academic level is lower than what many states use right now.
Has your son or daughter expressed frustration with the liberal ideology and anti-Christian propaganda on their college campus? Encourage any students you know to join Phyllis Schlafly and other conservative leaders in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19 for the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back. This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dr. Kayla T. Daniel. She is the author of The Whole Soy Story, The Dark Side of America's Favorite Health Food. Her website is wholesoystory.com. Be sure and sign up for her newsletter. You can do that on the left-hand side, and you will get a report about how to wean yourself off of soy products. We will take calls at 800-313-9443. Before we went to the break, I was talking about your chapter four, and within chapter four, you talk about Monsanto and about cows eating soybeans. And I know that there's an advertisement on TV where it talks about this one product, this one chicken farm. It's a big outfit that they use strictly soybeans, and I may think, oh my goodness. This is awful, because we have to consider what the things that we are eating are eating, because it really, it will affect us, right?
Absolutely. Cows are meant to be out on pasture eating grass. No cow will naturally eat a soybean. It just doesn't happen. So when cows are eating things that are unnatural to cows, whether it's corn or soy or other things that are put in conventional cow feed, it has a horrible effect on the cow's health, on the cow's digestion, and then the cow's health has to be propped up with all sorts of antibiotic and other drug uses, and of course that gets into the milk and meat, and there's just so many horrible things that can happen when we go against Mother Nature.
Indeed. And I feel sorry for the cows, because, as you say, they're just not meant to eat corn and soy. And your data says that that the cows fed Roundup Ready soybeans produced higher levels of milk, which might be a consequence of higher testosterone levels in these soybeans. But see, it's all back to money. If you get more milk from the cow, then I guess the farmers go ahead and do that. I just think that's so sad. I'm an animal lover. So
what a lot of people don't understand these days is that the soy industry and the big beef industry, they're really the same now. You know, people think that the soy people are, you know, adversaries with the beef people and the dairy people, and that's just not the case at all. For example, Dean Foods owns White Wave and Silk Soy Milk, for example. So these are things a whole lot of people don't realize. And the other thing is, even the horrible conditions that cows are raised, the factory farming conditions and the unnatural feeds and all the pharmaceuticals and so forth, even with all of that and the increased unnatural production, it's still not all that profitable for these big companies, or not profitable enough for them. And they're really very happy to ultimately get us all onto things like soy milk.
Oh, goodness. Now, we were having a discussion in the chat room about oils. And I think there are certain oils. And of course, soy oil is definitely out. And, well, I just use butter, olive oil, coconut oil, some lard once in a while. But I pretty much stay away from the vegetable oils.
I think that's an, in general, a really good policy. And one of the things to think about it is basically the common sense thing, would you be able to make the oil yourself? Now, you could make oil from olives, you could make it from avocados, and you could not take soybeans and make soy oil in your own kitchen. You could not make canola oil in your own kitchen. You could certainly make butter, and many of us have. If we get good raw cream, we can make butter from that.
Mm-hmm.
So when we think about what our ancestors could make in their villages with fairly low-tech equipment, those are the ones that are healthy, provided it's done properly. But
well,
these new 20th century processes and oils, they tend to not be good for us.
Well, that really does make sense. Yes, indeed. And even a lot of the oils that are commercially offered to us, we really have to be careful that we get the right ones, because who knows? I mean, I had a gentleman on recently that talked about olive oil, and he said that a lot of olive oil is actually mixed with other cheaper oils. And
a great number of the olive oils are really not olive oil, and we actually need to pay a lot of money to get the right stuff. And once you've actually tasted the right olive oil, you're not going to be fooled again.
Right. Yes, I noticed that. All righty. Tell us. Do you have any particular stories from the book of a person who had a dramatic change as a result of taking soy out of their diet? One off the top of your head?
Well, I'd have to go in there and find it. But there were a couple stories of people who were health conscious and, you know, real he-men type guys working out a lot at the gym, started to eat a lot of soy and found that they lost their energy, they lost their sex drive, they learned quite a lesson before they turned it around.
Wow. Okay, the taste of soybeans, they look gross. You have an image on your website that shows soybeans. They do not look, they're slimy, stringy, stinky. How could that be good? I mean,
oh, you're talking about natto. Well, actually, they smell really bad, and they don't look too good either. But natto is actually an incredibly healthy food. It's just, it's an acquired taste. Some people absolutely love natto, and in some restaurants in Japan, there's natto rooms, so people, you know, who have that addiction can go eat it and enjoy
okay.
it without bothering the other diners.
Oh, okay. So that is the old soy, and that's the one that is good for you?
Natto is wonderful for us. It is a fermented soybean product. The bacterial fermentation creates a lot of vitamin K2, which we need. And that is actually the way to build healthy bones with soy. The other products aren't going to help your bones a bit, might actually hurt them. But natto, giving you lots of vitamin K, that's wonderful for your bones. But, of course, it's not from the soy. It's from the bacteria on the soy.
Right, and that key word is fermented, right?
Yes.
And that is what a lot of the Asians do, is that they ferment these beans, which turns them into a different product.
Right. So some of the healthiest soy products that we can eat and that I would enjoy myself would include miso soup. And I'm going to get one of the brands where it's coming in a, you know, a glass jar, where it's old-fashioned, fermented, good old-fashioned companies, small companies. That's a wonderful product. Wonderful to have miso soup, say, every morning for breakfast. Nothing wrong with that whatsoever. The natto I mentioned, that's wonderful. Tempeh is good, too. In some parts of China, they take tofu and they ferment it. Now, that's a very different product than the white squares you're going to find at your local health food store here, a fermented tofu would probably not be popular here. It would be probably pretty smelly.
I note that that when we ferment things, it does cause a smell, at least initially, and then it kind of just, maybe it just grows on you, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, a little regular tofu once in a while, like a few cubes in some miso soup or in a stir fry. I mean, if we have it once in a while, if we're not allergic to soy, it's something I do enjoy. People are always surprised to hear that I actually eat some soy here and there.
Okay.
But it's not something that I would indulge in regularly, and I'm not eating a large quantity, and I would be eating it pretty much in a traditional way.
Okay. We are going to a break. When we come back, we'll take your calls at 800-313-9443.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Today is Dr. Kayla T. Daniel, the author of The Whole Soy Story, The Dark Side of America's Favorite Health Food. Her website is wholesoystory.com and naughtynutritionist.com. And we do have some callers. How did you get the title Naughty Nutritionist?
Oh, well, I have a talent for outrageously and humorously debunking nutritional myths. And one time I was at a media training seminar, and I was being kind of naughty and being kind of fun, and Joel Roberts says, "My, you are a naughty nutritionist."
Oh. Okay. Well, it stuck, apparently, so that's good. All righty. Let's take a caller. Let's take Mike in Kentucky. Mike, welcome to the program.
Used to be a great web page that had all kinds of suppressed scientific research citations and stuff called Soy Online Service, and it just disappeared a few years ago. You might buy that web page and put your stuff up there because it's I'm sure there's still people that might find it that way. It was out of New Zealand, so Soy Online Service.
Yes, thank you. Valerie and Richard James, who ran that, they died a couple years ago.
Mm.
And I believe one of the people who work with them has purchased it, so it is safe from at least the soy industry taking it over.
Yeah, that would be terrible. The natto that you're talking about and even soy sauce, from what I've heard, is supposed to be fermented in a process that can take something like 2 years. And that the bacteria breaks down a lot of the non-nutritive qualities, I guess, of natural soy. But unfortunately, a lot of this stuff is genetically modified, and it's got residues of glycophosphate, which is probably, Roundup, which is strongly associated with autism spectrum disorders. Have you covered that in your book?
My book is not really so much Roundup, because that's a problem that's related to, corn, soy, many, many things.
Mm-hmm.
And other people have covered that subject.
Just this summer is when I saw the news break on the strong statistical association between the increase of genetically modified soy and increase in autism spectrum disorders. It correlates, it parabolically goes up from the early 90s to now.
Absolutely. I mean, we really have to stay off GMO foods. We have to demand they be labeled, and we have to boycott them at the supermarket and at the restaurants.
I talked a few years ago with an industrial hygienist who he kept correcting me. I kept calling it an estrogen mimic or an endocrine disruptor. And he says, no, mutagen. It actually can mutate your genetics. A lot of the stuff that is derived from soy is made into things like plastic. I remember the old commercials for, I guess it was Archer Daniel Midland talking about soybean. It was like an investment industrial commercial that you see. And they were like, that's using the old bean. And they sell them as nuts, too. I've made the mistake of eating some marketed as soy nuts several years ago, and then I heard about all this not too long later, and I was like, oh, no. But apparently it's a real large factor in what's called estrogen dominance, is it not? I mean, all these estrogens that we're being exposed to, it's no wonder there's a lot of breast cancer.
There is a lot of estrogens in the environment that are a problem, and soy is absolutely one of them.
Well, certainly sounds like you've got a good book there. I'll have to try to look it up. Thanks for taking the call.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, Mike. Your book can be found on Amazon, and it's called The Whole Soy Story, The Dark Side of America's Favorite Health Food. In Chapter 20, you talk about oxalates, stones, kidney stones, and you relate to, some foods that are high in oxalates are spinach and rhubarb.
Yes, most people are aware that oxalates are in spinach and rhubarb and peanuts and chocolate. What a lot of people don't realize is that many soy products are also high in oxalates, and that is putting people at risk for kidney stones. And with women, there's a risk factor having to do with something called vulvodynia, which is a condition that makes it even painful to have sex. So don't want that.
Right. Okay. Let's see. Yes. Heavy metals, part 5. You talk about heavy metals in your book. And the manganese toxicity, and how soy?
Yes, with manganese toxicity, that is a huge problem with soy infant formula, because soy formula contains 50 to 80 times the manganese that we find in breast milk or a dairy formula. Now, when we're older, the fact that soy is high in manganese is not really an issue because we're able to eliminate that from our bodies, hopefully. But a baby is not in a position to do so because its liver is still fairly undeveloped, so it can't get rid of the stuff. And at the same time, the brain is very vulnerable to manganese toxicity at that stage. So high manganese in soy infant formula has been connected to attention deficit disorders and behavioral problems and ultimately to violent and even criminal behavior. And that's why the California Office of Public Safety held some hearings a few years ago about whether soy infant formula should be illegal except by a prescription. And we had some absolutely top scientists coming in from the University of California, Davis, and other universities and sharing their research. But the thing basically got tabled, as these things tend to. You know, it didn't get voted down or voted yes, just sort of got lost.
Which is what happens to a lot of legislation that is really of benefit to the constituents and not so great for industry.
Right.
Now, the caller mentioned something that another guest had mentioned. He kind of implied that some of these things really function to change your DNA. Would you agree with that, or...
Well, that's a very interesting observation. You know, people these days talk a lot about genetics, and if you've got the gene for this and the gene for that. But the more interesting thing is epigenetics, you know, above and beyond the genetics, how we can affect the expression of our genes. And we've got a whole lot of control over that.
Right. Now, you are associated with... You're on the board of directors for the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. Now, throughout the country, in various places, there have been raids on farms that have been producing organic vegetables. There was a gentleman up in Wisconsin who was making available raw milk to several people. And these people have been raided. They have been incarcerated. They have been fined. What can we do about this? How can we help these people? And what does the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund, how does that operate?
First of all, I'd love to encourage everyone to go to the website farmtoconsumer.org. That's farmtoconsumer.org. And learn about what we're doing. And we're protecting farmers, and we're also protecting the rights of consumers like you and me to buy the food that we want, to buy directly from the farm, and if we choose to not go through the supermarkets and, you know, the big food system. And some of us are very conscientious about wanting to get, say, meat and dairy that's only from pastured cows, wanting good raw milk from healthy cows, wanting fresh eggs from chickens that get to run around and even have fun with roosters, and other real foods. And we need this protection from the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund to continue to do that. So
all
please
right.
Join us.
We will be right back in 4 minutes.
Extend your life with
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com. www.nataholife.org.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898.
Our guest today is Dr. Kayla T. Daniels. She is the author of The Whole Soy Story, The Dark Side of America's Favorite Health Food. And that is a great, great book. And the websites, and we've added another one, wholesoystory.com, farmtoconsumer.org, and naughtynutritionist.com. Now, we talked briefly about all of these raids about people who are growing fresh vegetables and things. There was a raid recently in Texas. The Arlington's Garden of Eden was raided. And then, of course, we had the gentleman up in Wisconsin that was raided because of the raw milk. Why are they doing this? Why is the enforcement arm of the government, the police, the local police and county sheriffs and whatnot? What's the deal here? What are they trying to do?
Well, a whole lot of people have different theories, conspiracy theories and profit theories and many different theories, but I think it's really coming down to a freedom rights issue, that we want the freedom to eat what we want from farmers of our choice.
Okay, so you don't see it as being a part of Agenda 21 or anything like that?
Part of a what?
Agenda 21?
I don't know what that is.
Okay. Do you think that probably or possibly the industry itself is provoking the government to clamp down on people who are raising their own food. I mean, you can even get in trouble for having a garden.
You can get into trouble. Some people are having trouble with, like, local zoning authorities if they've got vegetables growing in their front yard. And, you know, we've got little kids being shut down for lemonade stands. And, I mean, it just goes on and on. There's just abuse at every level of government. And this is truly something we all need to be standing together on, you know, whether we're vegans who want the right to, you know, organic almonds that have not been pasteurized, or people like me who want, you know, the right to get our own pastured, you know, beef and free-range eggs and raw milk. We really need to stand together here. It's a true human rights issue.
Right. Now, the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund, have they been relatively successful in helping these farmers?
We've been incredibly successful, and it's very, very important that farmers join our organization, because should farmers be shut down for any reason or raided or having any sort of legal problems, we can defend them. So it's important that they be members, and it doesn't cost much to join. And we consumers also need to be joining, not only to support our farmers, but our own rights. It's a very, very important group to help.
What I find kind of ironic is that they are shutting down people who are using natural methods of growing vegetables, not using Ready Roundup and all the other horrible things. And yet the same authorities who are raiding these independent farmers just absolutely ignore the factory farms who are polluting the streams downstream from them. They're the cause of, I think, a lot of the food problems that every once in a while we have a recall on something. And I think it's because of the horrible practices that they use, and yet the authorities just ignore that.
There's multiple issues there, including the fact that if you're running a large-scale operation, there is a need for certain rules and regulations to be followed. But if you try to impose the same kinds of rules on a small farmer, they're burdensome and they can't be done. You know, they can't economically be done, and they should not be necessary. So those are some of the issues we are fighting for, you know, differences between the way the regulations apply to factory farmed operations versus, say, a small farmer.
Right. I just think that's so unjust, because I don't know that I've never heard of anyone getting sick from eating food from an organic farm or drinking raw milk.
Well, there are possibilities. I mean, there's a reason that milk is pasteurized, and that has to do with the fact of all the abuses of factory farming and unsanitary conditions. You know, unhealthy milk, unhealthy cows, unsanitary conditions. And that kind of milk should be pasteurized, because otherwise people will, in fact, get very sick. But you have a very different situation if you have a pastured cow who's out in the sun getting plenty of good grass, where the conditions are sanitary, where the milk is collected in an appropriate way, where it is cooled down properly and quickly and transported carefully. When all of those things are done properly, the raw milk is incredibly safe.
Okay.
So most of the food contamination problems and epidemics and salmonella and listeria and other infections have actually come from factory farm situations. You know,
right.
They're not coming from the small farms where all the raids are happening.
Exactly, and that's what really is so unjust, so unfair. It's just it's very maddening. You have in part two, you talk about the types of soy, and I brought up cheese a little while ago, because I know somebody who gave their children cheese. I mean, I tasted it once, and it was awful. I don't know how these kids ever got through that. Maybe they just never had the real thing, and so they just didn't know the difference. But some of that stuff just tastes pretty bad.
It can taste pretty bad, and I just can't believe how bad some of this stuff tastes. Like when they have sampling tastings, say, at Whole Foods Market or something, there's been a couple times where I just sort of put something in my mouth just out of curiosity, and it was, you know, sometimes it would initially taste okay, but then the more I chewed it, it was really vile, and I would actually have to spit it out. It was so bad. So I think people are losing their sense of taste. And
oh, my goodness.
I went to a nutrition conference this last weekend, and there were a lot of vendors, you know, with their shakes and stuff. And I just can't imagine a life where I consider shakes and smoothies and bars and stuff as food. I mean, I can't imagine that. It tastes pretty bad to me.
Indeed. And people actually live like that and eat that stuff. Now, when you spit this out at the grocery store, I hope that you were real subtle about it, or were you naughty, and did you say, "Oh, this tastes terrible. Give me a napkin. I've got to get rid of it." Were you really subtle about it?
Well, normally I will try to be polite. There was one occasion where I almost vomited. It was just an instinctive reaction, and I didn't do that on purpose. And ever since I go to that store, when the person who was doing the demonstration sees me, I think she recoils a bit. But I really do prefer to be polite about things.
Oh, I'm sure you do, but you know, taste is taste, and if it's awful, then well.
Well, wow. The taste truly can be awful, and for example, the Center for Science in the Public Interest, now that's a group that would like to recommend vegan cheeses, for example. You know, it's a vegan organization. That's what they promote. But a few years back, they did some reviews of totally vegan soy cheese products, and their professional reviewers, who, mind you, wanted to like this stuff, they called them yucky, disgusting, plastic, rubbery, smelling like old stinky socks. I mean, that's not me talking. That's vegans talking about their own products.
Oh, my goodness. I have, Lee-Air Keith's book, and she used to be a vegan. And she says absolutely that it is not a real good lifestyle, that it is dangerous, that people should reconsider. And so there's plenty of evidence out there that that you really do need to eat according to the Western price policies. And,
I certainly think so. It's ancestral wisdom. It's the way people ate traditionally all over the world. And I think Mother Nature had some good sense, and Father Technology can get us into trouble. I'm really glad you mentioned Lee-Air's book. It's called The Vegetarian Myth, and it's a wonderful book. And I can, of course, say terrible things about vegan diets and the health problems I see from it. But Lee-Air has a credibility I just don't have, because she was a vegan herself for 20 years, trying to do her best to be the ultimate vegan. She totally believed in it. And when she came around to realizing how it was destroying her health and not even helping the environment, that was quite an eye-opener. And her book is so good.
It really is. All righty, we are going to a three-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821, or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean, if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
John Stepmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes GMO-free vegetables and fruits, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
Welcome back. This is Tina. Our guest today is Dr. Kayla Q. Daniel. She is the author of The Whole Soy Story, The Dark Side of America's Favorite Health Food. The websites are wholesoystory.com, natinutritionist.com, and farmtoconsumer.org. Now, we're talking about Lierre Keith's book, and she got attacked viciously, sometimes physically, by former colleagues who were just outraged that she had changed her eating style and was now coming out and saying, no, veganism is not so good. It's not natural.
Because she has really infuriated them. You know, of course, everybody says that, you know, she didn't do it right, et cetera, and she's a traitor to the cause. And she was physically attacked and hospitalized. So she gave a talk, and they cayenne pied her, and, you know, it was in the eyes, and she was briefly blinded. You know, her eyesight has been restored, fortunately, but, you know, we can't say the vegans are peaceful. They talk about their diet being peaceful, but they weren't peaceful to Lierre Keith.
No, indeed.
And interestingly enough, there's an organization now that, what do they call themselves? Basically, they're outing all the traitors to the vegan cause. And Lierre's on that site, and they put me on it and many other people on it. and basically exposing us as, you know, failures and traitors to the cause.
Well, that might just be give you more credibility to be named on their site.
Well, I think it's quite an honor, but of course there's a huge difference between me, who was seduced by a lot of promises and tried it for a few months, and Leah, who did it for more than 20 years.
Exactly. In your book, we do have another caller, but then I would like to talk about the fluoride and its connection to soy. But let's take Kathleen in Texas. Kathleen, welcome to the program. Kathleen?
Can you hear me?
Okay, now we can. Yes, go ahead, please.
Okay. I have two questions, Diana and Kayla. One is, what is your opinion of Bragg's liquid aminos? And the other is, what is your opinion of the GAP diet, the gut and psychology syndrome by Dr. Natasha Campbell? You know, because when you mentioned that your new book is going to be about bone broth and so forth, and that's one of the basic things in that diet.
Okay. The GAP diet has helped many, many people, and as you mentioned, bone broth is a very important part of that in terms of healing the gut. And, you know, health begins in the gut. We have to start with healing the gut. That's the very first step. So very important. And let's see, you asked about Bragg's aminos. That is a fast-fermented product. I cannot recommend it. It is actually full of a lot of MSG, not because MSG is added, but because the processing creates MSG. So what I do recommend and what I use in my house is a raw, unpasteurized, genuine, traditional shoyu product. And Osawa brand is available. I think there may be a couple other brands, but you're looking for the one that's unpasteurized and raw. And most of the tamaris and shoyus in the stores, well, I wouldn't say they're horrible products, but they would ideally be long-term fermented and raw.
I found the shoyu at Whole Foods Market years ago, but with the Bragg's liquid aminos, I know that even though it said soybean, so it's got MS. It's actually become MSG, but does it have the negative properties of soy?
I would say MSG as part of the residue would be a severe problem from soy.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, both of you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathleen. All righty. Now, what about fluoride and the soy connection?
Well, that's mostly an issue of what kinds of water they're using in products. I mean, it could be everything from somebody taking soy infant formula and making it with tap water that's got fluoride in it to soy milks with the water added and, you know, different processing issues. There was a rumor a few years ago that soybean plants did a huge uptake of fluoride in the soil, but later that was recanted, so I can't really speak to that study, you know, pro or con. But whenever you're talking about manufactured products and tap water, you've got a fluoride issue. So probably not just soy, but a whole lot of industrially processed products.
Okay, right. Okay, well, tell us a little bit more about your book. You're talking about bone broths, and I understand that you cook them for a very long time to attempt to get all of the nutrients, the calcium out of the bones. Is that how that works?
Well, there's different ways that the broth can be prepared, and depending on people's needs. Like for some autistic children, for example, who are on the GAPS diet, they will start those children with a short-cooked broth, and later as the child becomes more healthy, the longer-cooked bone broth. So there's different ways that one does it, and with, say, cooking with fish bones, you're doing it not very long, and with chicken in the middle, and for, say, a beef broth, that could go on for a couple days. Some of the important things to remember are to include, you know, skin, bones, cartilage, a good mixture of things. And if you also include, say, chicken feet, you're going to be much more likely to get a broth that's going to gel. And if it gels, we know there's plenty of good gelatin and collagen in there. And that's one of the biggest healing factors in broth. So you do want the kind that's going to gel for you.
Okay. So you wouldn't skim that off the top. You would, when you heat it up again, you incorporate that. And would that help with say, for instance, bone problems, knee problems? People talk about sometimes they have bone on bone because they've lost some of their cartilage. Does that have the power to restore that kind of cartilage in the bones?
Well, amazingly, we do have stories of people who say they were able to restore the health of their joints, you know, including people with severe knee pain. And some of the research that I've looked into is by the late Dr. John F. Pruden, who did a lot of research with bovine tracheal cartilage products. Now, you might be thinking, what do those products have to do with bone broth? But the truth is, if you're making genuine homemade bone broth, you're getting a lot of cartilage in along with those bones. And he did some amazing work showing that the cartilage could reverse osteoarthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, scleroderma, psoriasis, even some cancers. And the cartilage being a really healing substance, and we get that every time we're eating a properly made soup or stew. And it's probably a bit of an exaggeration to say that good broth will resurrect the dead, you know, even though that's a South American proverb. But there are so many ways that broth restores health, and I do believe that if we're getting good broth and stew from the time we're little children growing up and keeping that up, that we're not going to have a lot of health problems that are epidemic now.
So when do you anticipate your book being out and available?
Probably fall 2014.
Okay, so we'll have to be patient.
Yes, you will. And we will have a website and, we will get the word out.
Okay. And you do have some good things to say about the GAPS diet, which Kathleen brought up, and it's very good for healing. What the gut and what in that diet would help the gut? Are you talking about the broths mentioned in that diet also?
Broth is a first step for just about everybody, and it does a lot of healing of the gut. But, of course, if people are reacting poorly to gluten, for example, if they've had a lot of wheat in their diet, if they've got a lot of allergies, they really do have to exclude those foods at least for a time so that the gut has a chance to heal.
Indeed, yes. Right, I agree with that totally. All righty. Well, thank you so very much for being on the program. It's been delightful having you.
Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye.